The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9 KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is all about the mental wellness arena and how you can play in this arena for the betterment of your health. That brings us here. I'll tell you, now, I was just listening coming in today, and it was about the cherry blossoms in Washington.
Yes.
And how they're going to be early. Next week.
Oh, wow.
And they're really afraid that it might be a little too early with all the weather we've had. But yeah, I know a lot of people want to get out in the garden. You're one of them.
I am one of them.
And that's good. And that's good for your mental health.
Yes, it is. Alrighty. Gives me great peace.
Well, let's talk about reasons why people should be concerned about their mental health. And let's start off with the first one. Poor mental health makes us more vulnerable to certain physical health problems such as heart disease, stroke, and type 2 diabetes. So this all goes in with a wellness deal. We have to take a look at the whole picture. But if we are thinking about our health, if we are thinking about, I should be doing this to get better, that could be a problem.
Well, absolutely. I think sometimes, you know, we want to separate it into categories. Mental health is one and physical health is another, and et cetera. But it all ties together. So, you know, if you're really struggling with mental health, you might start eating poorly, not exercising, and then you might have long-term consequences, high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes. All those things kind of play together. And, you know, the opposite can be true, too. If you have poor physical health, you can start having poor mental health. So they really are connected, and that's why it's important to take care of both.
You know, we've talked about that mind and body connectedness, right. And it goes hand in hand. But somehow it seems like that's the last step we have to take control of it. And your mental health, really, that's a little brain of yours, that computer up top, really directs a lot of things going on. So if we don't recognize that, A, we should be concerned about our mental health, we need to go back and hopefully we can, with the course of the show today, educate you on why you should feel that way. You know, another thing we need to look at is nurturing our mental health. If we nurture our mental health, we can help prevent other mental illnesses. So we talked about the physical side. What type of things can happen to us mentally if we let our mental health slide by and not pay attention to it?
So I think it's really important when we talk about nurturing our mental health. It's really, what are we talking about? You know, being attuned to it, being aware of it, and staying on top of it. And then also, if you're not, what happens? It can impact your relationships. It can affect your, like we talked about, your mental health, impacts your physical health. So it's really being aware. And what does that mean? It's really being aware. You know, your brain, like you mentioned, is, you know, that little computer. Doesn't necessarily send out a big loud alarm that you hear, but your body does send you signals, and you have to be aware of what your brain is telling you, right? You know, am I depressed? Am I feeling anxious? Am I stressed out too many times too often? And really being aware of that and how to change those things.
You know, that's really good stuff right there. And on that topic, I'm thinking about, well, if you're going to nurture your mental health, you better have a good mental health. So again, it's moving it to the forefront of your activities. How many times do you get up in a day and you say, I'm going to have a good mental health day?
Right.
How many times have you taken time off from work when really it was just a mental health day you needed off?
Right.
I wasn't cook. none of that. I just needed a break. I needed a time out. So those are all parts of how you nurture. If you're feeling good about yourself, if you think you're there, if you like where you're at, nurture it. Keep it there. What did it take to keep it there for you? Another good reason why you should be concerned about your mental health. A good mental health helps us to have more positive outlook and enjoy our lives more.
Absolutely.
Now, there's a reason to get your act together.
That's right. Be happy.
Be happy, yeah. What do you think about that?
I think, you know, quite often in the office when we're working together and you hear that laughter in the hall.
I love that.
You know, it just puts a smile on your face. And life isn't necessarily supposed to be this down and out, dragging through kind of thing. I mean, we can all have off days and not every day has to be super, you know, hippy skippy.
Yep.
But, you know, you can have fun. You can have a smile on your face and just enjoy that there's sun outside or that I'm up today, right?
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you, that's a plus.
Being aware kind of situation of what's going on around you. When you're off and your mental health is something you're struggling with, it's just really hard to find the positives and think of the future and find hope and focus on the present. But if you're aware that you're struggling, you can get back to those situations in a good way.
It's just being positive, and a lot of us have a hard time getting to that positive plateau. So you should ask yourself right there, why aren't I feeling well today? What is wrong? Do you feel you have that right every day to get up and say, hey, listen, it's going to be a great day?
Right.
And that's where you should start your day. Your mental health and how you approach your mental health is especially important. And if you've got good mental health, you feel you've got good support, then nurture that. You know, when our mental health is good, we are better able to cope with difficult times in our life. You know,
right?
You can have a death in the family. It can be something job related. It can be friend related. But, you know, we take things on much better. We're stronger when our mental health is in line.
Well, and I think we also can find solutions, right? Because everybody has problems. Every day might have a problem in it or an obstacle you have to figure out. Like if there's a traffic jam, which way am I going to go, right? So having a good mental health focus is really being able to look at solutions to overcome problems or obstacles and not just feel so overwhelmed you shut down. And being able to relate to other people and looking, hey, I need some help here, and reaching out.
I have a friend back east, and he tests his mental health every day with the drive into work. It's a commute. And he sits there and he says, boy, he's done some different things to get through the stress and the crazy people out there.
Right.
And you know, you deal with these things a lot better if you're nice and calm and saying, go ahead, knock yourself out. You know, you're going to get there the same time I am. You know, so, but, you know, you just have to center yourself and kind of like be ready for the people that maybe aren't centered or on a different mission that day or who knows what's going on in their life. That you have to face it, but you're part of now. You're in that whole circle with everybody else.
That's right. You know, and it's a way to connect and allow that we're all here on planet Earth and we're all trying to get through the day and our life and just taking a moment and realizing, you know, we can get through this.
We can get through this. Absolutely. I'm Art Silva along with Brenda Geisinger, and you're listening to When Things Aren't Going Well. And today we're talking about the 10 reasons why you should take care of your mental health. So we've gone through 5 reasons right now. I want to talk about the last one that we talked about, and that's dealing with difficult times. A lot of times when things go wrong, people look to you, depending on where you are in your family, your job or whatever, they look to you for some guidance, for some stability during these tough times. We've seen it recently, a lot of heroes showing up in the news by what they've done in difficult times, whether it be in a school shooting or a car accident or whatever. But people step up and they do good things. You got to be in a positive frame of mind that, hey, I want to help, not just look at something and say, well, I'm going to go the other way, or I don't want to. It's a positive thing that adds to all of us. Because you're feeling good with yourself. You're feeling good about yourself. Let me ask you, when was the last time you felt good about yourself? Now, you hope you get up every day and say, I feel good. You know, I'm on a roll today. Or what's going to knock me off today? And I'm just waiting for you. Come on, bring it on. I just want to see it. But, you know, we just got to be sure. You got to be confident. And if you got things affecting the confidence, then you got to do something about it. And you can.
Yeah, and I think, you know, what Art and I are talking about, it's not being like on cloud nine and, you know, smiling all the time. It's really just being centered and being okay and calm and focused. I mean, it's great if you can be, you
selfish
know.
Is not a bad word. Selfish is not a bad word.
That's right.
If you're the person out there always taking the last piece of pizza, stick up for yourself. You know, take the first piece next time. Don't be a doorman.
And
get
the
up
one
there.
With extra cheese.
Yeah, that's right. Leave that slice over there because I like the cheese on it. But, you know, be positive. Be forceful. You can talk about what works for you. Because if it works for you, guess what? You're going to be a big help to everybody else. You're going to be that little shining star that walks in to the room when things aren't going well. You're going to be the person they look towards to, how can you help me? Give me some advice. What should we do? You're going to be the calm person to deal because you got your stuff together. So there are good reasons why mental health should be important to you. So, hey, Brenda, we're coming up on our break right now, and this is really good. We got some more things to go through here. So let's take a little pause for the cause. Enjoy your morning chill. We'll be right back with more Things That Aren't Going Well right here on 1360 AM, 90.9 FM, KSCJ.
Let's face it, it happens to all of us. However, the pandemic has compounded all of our lives and activities. Even the simplest tasks seem harder. Hi, I'm Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Family Services is a United Way partner agency serving children and families of our community, and we're here to help. If you'd like to learn more about Family Services, please contact us via email, website, Facebook, or phone Mary Pickens. At Family Services, we change lives.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva, along with Brenda Geisinger, and we're talking today about the 10 reasons why you should be concerned about your mental health. Do we think about it? We think about going to the dentist. You know, that's pretty much on the schedule. We think about going to the doctor. That's pretty much on the schedule. And why do we do those things? Because they make us feel better. That's the physical side of things. But what about the mental side of things? We're just starting to learn about a lot of new things that people can do to help themselves. So another big benefit, or another reason why you should be you should care about your mental health a little more, is we are more creative when mental health is good. And that makes us more open to try new things. Brittany, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think it's one of those interesting things. When you have, you know, good mental health, you're more focused, but you're also, you know, you're open to ideas and you want to explore new things or try new things. You know, the old dog myself, my mental health last year was, you know, so I decided, you know, I'm going to start lifting weights and going for it. And it was incredible. Now, I would say 2 years prior to, I don't know if I would have tried that. You know, you're open to new solutions and looking at different things and trying new things. I'm not saying everyone should go lift weights. It's not a bad thing. But you're open to a conversation or looking at something different.
It's the start. It's just the start. And if you shut yourself off, and a lot of people do that, to new ideas, new ways of doing things, where's your first focus? Is it on how is this going to affect me? Or how is this going to make this better for everybody? And I think if we look at that all-encompassing movement of getting everybody down the field, that could be something that really requires a strong person to come forward with good mental health and coach and help get people along. Your good mental health makes you a powerful person. You can go off and do so many things that are very challenging, but you set an example for other people, and you help other people in the process. You can't do this when you're working from a position of weakness,
right?
But you can do this when you're working from a position of strength. And who determines that strength? You. So that's a good reason we look at things. We're more creative. We find more solutions. We're at peace with ourselves. So, you know, we are more creative when mental health is good. Let's talk about good mental health promotes better relationships with the people in our lives. Whoa, where do we start there?
That's a big one.
Family, work, associates on the outside. Let's talk about relationships and how good mental health affects those relationships.
You know, when your mental health is off, you know, you really don't necessarily know what's going on, or you aren't listening, or you're just kind of not functioning well in the relationship. And it impacts the other person too. They're like, wow, this is a struggle to connect with you, or you're always angry and I don't want to be around you, or you hear things differently when you're trying to communicate each other and you have a lot of assumptions, which are wrong potentially. And so that give and take really becomes strained, whether it's your friends or significant other or whatever, a coworker. And when your mental health is good, you can listen, you can communicate, you can express your thoughts and feelings in a healthy way.
And I think that healthy way is not telling somebody what to do.
Right.
But you touched on it, Brenda, a good listener. Do you have good listening skills? Ask yourself that, because sometimes that's what you need, just to be a good listener, to start the process, not go right to the conclusion. Here's what we're going to do.
Right.
No, let's talk about this. Let's see how we can help. Let's make sure we're on the same page. And I really feel that your mental health promotes those better relationships. I know at work, I can tell when some people come in and a little off. I'm used to them, so I can see it when they're off. And if I can see it, you know, I want to ask them, how you doing? What's going on? And if they want to talk about it, okay. But you can tell when someone's off.
Right.
And do you just let it slide? Or if it's part of your team or part of your family, work family, home family, it's to everybody's benefit to get that person completely involved, find out what's going on if they want to talk about it. And like I said earlier, I'm a firm believer in mental health days off. You don't know what's triggering it.
The other night I was listening to this song, and one of the lyrics was, a friend in need is a friend indeed. So if you're truly a friend, you're okay saying, I need help, or you're reaching out to someone because you've noticed it, like Art said, you know, and you've said, you know, what's going on? Is it something I can help you with, or do you want to talk? And that's all that interaction. And so, yeah, a friend in need is really a friend indeed because you trust one another.
Yeah, some days I see people come and say, oh boy, somebody burned the toast today. You know, you're wary. We talk about that body language that we put out there. And we're looking for people. You don't have to be Superman, Superwoman. It's just being a caring, listening, I'm concerned, and offering, if asked, your advice. Here's what we can do. But good listeners out there, I think listening is probably the most important thing in a relationship. Do you hear what the other person is saying, you know, or you're just blocked off in your own line of thought because you're just going to go this way? So I really think it's important, and listening skills out there, folks. You know, I talked to my kids about that when they were young. You guys got to practice your listening skills. But it's really important out there. Do you hear what the person is saying? Would you qualify yourself as a good listener? Brent, are you a good listener?
I would like to think I am, and it's something you always have to work on. You know, what are they really saying? And not be ready with your response. Really taking a moment to listen.
That's so true. So many people are ready to answer the question because they didn't even hear it.
Right.
You know, they want to write to the next thing and they want to get this spiel going. Let's talk about another reason. Reason 7. Good mental health enables us to work more productively and reach full potential. I think that I'm going to do the reverse of work when somebody's looking a little off for the day. Here's the flip side of that. When they come in buzzing and beaming and they're ready to go, boy, that actually, your team feels better. You say, I got to play up the speed today because they're ready to play. So, I mean, it's really, really good when you can look at that and enables us to take that next step, get out of what we've done and take another step and go further. Don't limit your potential. The sky's the limit until you get reasons why you can't do something. So I really, really think productivity and mental health go hand in hand. And you know how I feel about that. Hey, you're not having a day, take a mental health day off.
That's right.
Absolutely, positively, it's important. If you got a sick stomach or you're not feeling well, you call in. Call in if your head's not right.
That's right.
It really is important, I think, that way, and get rid of that stigma. Brenda, let's talk about reason 8 is good mental health enables us to make meaningful contributions to family, community, and society. And it all starts with how you're centered. How do you see things? What's your focus? How can you, do you go out with a day, or do you start your day with a routine, like, how can I help somebody today? Or am I just tied up in my own little world?
Well, and I think everybody on this earth has a gift and a talent and a skill and something to contribute, right? Whether you're a really super good listener, you're a great athlete, or you're a great craftsperson, or you're just compassionate and volunteer. And when you have good mental health, you can really capitalize on that and spread your joy and what your purpose is and offer hope to everybody and find hope in yourself and great joy and really focus on we are a community. And that could be a small community of one or two people or a large community when you're in a large group. But we all contribute and we all have something to offer. And that's part of good mental health.
And you got to believe that you have something to offer. Everybody has something to offer. Don't think you can't jump into the fray because maybe your comment isn't strong enough. Your comment's valid. It's your comment, and it's valid. So everything you say is valid to you and through a conversation. So don't shy away, because it's a two-way street. You have to give some to get some. So if we got a whole group of people, and I pride myself with the staff I have at the office, because we learn how to dance in the rain. And in doing that, you learn different solutions to problems, and you don't get scared away from tackling a problem when your mental health is in good shape. Now, I like to think in the office, well, our mental health is in pretty good shape, that we talk with each other, our relationships are good, etc. We got something to build off of. But if you aren't looking at building on top of an existing relationship, of making something better for somebody else in the community, in your family, whatever, then we really aren't doing our thing to the max. You know, we're just kind of going through and just more like, don't hassle me day. Hey, let's take charge and let's make things better. Let's look at our family. Let's be that person that's the strong one that can say, okay, let's huddle up and figure this thing out. Let's talk. That's the first thing. Let's just talk. And in taking that approach or that process, you're going to help your family. You're going to help at work. You're going to help if you're on a committee, if you're volunteering, you're going to help the committee.
Well, and I think even just, you know, when we go out to eat with a bunch of friends and hang out, right? And if you're all contributing to the conversation or you've got smiles and engaging with one another, it's just fun.
It is fun. You know, we stopped measuring. Productivity is measured in a lot of different ways. And I kind of look at it, Brenda, and saying, hey, are you happy?
Right.
You know, that's it. Get happy. Number nine, having good mental health helps us to think more clearly. Well, that's the focus. Get rid of that fog
right?
out there.
Get the fog gone.
And all those bad news out there and all those little negative things influencing what you're doing, scratch them and say, focus on what you want to do, what you hope to accomplish.
Yeah, I think when our mind isn't really focused, you can really pick up some negative stinking thinking, right?
Yeah, stinking thinking. That's right, stinking thinking.
And you just start twisting words in your own brain and do negative talk, and 99% of it isn't even true. And so when you have good mental health, you can really kind of focus on where you need to focus, right? And get those solutions or positive thoughts. So
you're at the bullseye on the dot board, not just on the dot board. You're at the bullseye. And here's our last one, and this one I think pertains to everybody. Our self-esteem is enhanced when our mental health is good. You feel good about yourself. If you're feeling good about yourself, you're going to be more willing and able to help somebody else.
Right. It's taking care of ourselves. That's number one priority of self-care, so you can help others and connect with others. You know, it's that old airplane thing that I always talk about, oxygen on yourself first.
Amen. You know, folks, this has been great. Just 10 reasons why your mental health is important to you, and we're glad to share this with you. If you pick up any one of those reasons, it'll be beneficial to you. We're coming up on the end of our show for this week, and we usually end our show with a little bit of humor. Humor is good for the soul. So here we go. In the United Kingdom, they're about to change their name in honor of Mental Health Awareness. Now the United Kingdom will be known as You OK. A little note for today. I want to give a shout out to Terry Horsley and the Stuff Staff. They had a great, great, great month in February, and they got the spring stuff out right now. You want to get over there, the stuff. Stuff Boutique, located at the Ginny Peterson Behavioral Campus, the old Indian Hills Shopping Plaza. Get over to Stuff today. A lot of spring deals going on. We're opening for jobs. We're looking for teachers and therapists. So if you'd like to give us a call, 293-4700, and ask for our HR manager. When things aren't going well, we'll be back next Saturday morning right here at 1360 AM, 90.9 FM, KSCJ. Your homework this week is go out and have a good laugh.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org. Or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.